Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the EDI Parry Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Neha Mehta from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hi. A very good afternoon to all of you. We thank the EID Parry management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Suresh, who is the Managing Director, Mr. Muthiah Murugappan, who is the Whole-time Director and the CEO, Mr. Suresh Kannan, Whole-time Director, Parry Sugars Refinery India Private Limited, Mr. A. Sridhar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Biswan Mohan Rath, Company Secretary. I would now like to hand over the call to EID Parry management for the opening comments, followed by which we will continue with the question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Suresh here. It gives me great pleasure to be part of this analyst call to share and update the global and Indian scenario on sugar and explain the quarter four performance of the company as well as the full year. On the global scenario, the global supply and demand has been virtually balanced as per the latest estimates released in April 2023 amidst supply concerns in both India and Brazil. Global sugar production for the current sugar year is slated to be lower than earlier estimates by 3 million metric tons at 177.4 million metric tons, of course, due to the concerns in Brazil and India. Whereas the global demand is slated to increase by 0.23 million metric tons, reaching 176.51 million metric tons. At Brazil, while crop condition is expected to be good, increase in gasoline taxes is incentivizing more diversion to ethanol, and hence the sugar production is slated to be lower. Risk of El Nino during Q3 of 2023 impacting monsoons in Asian countries results in huge variability in 2023-24 sugar balance projections. Having breached the decade high of 27 cents per pound in April 2023, the raw sugar futures are currently trading around 24 to 26 cents per pound. In India, because of the lower yield in key producing areas, it is Maharashtra, the total production for the current year is slated to be lower than the previous year by almost 9%. With erratic weather affecting yield in Maharashtra, ISMA has revised the estimates of sugar production during SY22-23 to 328 lakh metric ton, down from previous estimates of 340 lakh metric ton. While international price is favorable for sugar exports, the government is unlikely to allot additional export quota given the supply restrictions in the domestic market. Sugar diversion to ethanol in the current sugar year is slated to be 4 million metric tons, down from the earlier estimates of 4.5 million metric tons. It is encouraging to note that Tamil Nadu government has unveiled ethanol blending policy 2023 covering grain-based and molasses-based distilleries. New feedstock including inverse sugar syrup have been included in the policy. The new policy is slated to attract investment up to around 5,000 crores to the state. Regarding Q4 performance, the standalone revenue for the quarter ended 31st March 2023 was 807 crores in comparison to the corresponding quarter of the previous year of rupees 921 crores. Earnings before interest, before depreciation, interest, taxes and exceptional items, EBITDA for the quarter ended were rupees 327 crores in comparison to the corresponding quarter of previous year of rupees 309 crores. Standalone profit after tax for the quarter is rupees 83 crores as against corresponding quarter of previous year of rupees 225 crores. The profit after tax for the quarter ended 31st March 2023 includes loss of rupees 155 crores representing provision for impairment of investment in subsidiaries and joint ventures. The standalone revenue from operations for the year ended 31st March 2023 was rupees 2,895 crores against previous year of ₹2,489 crores, and earnings before depreciation, interest, taxes and exceptional items, EBITDA for the year ended was ₹527 crores against the previous year of ₹492 crores. Standalone profit after tax was ₹197 crores as against ₹284 crores in the previous year. The profit after tax for the year ended 31st March 2023 includes loss of ₹155 crores representing provision for impairment of investment in subsidiaries and joint ventures. The performance of the standalone sugar division was better than the previous year on account of better sales realization and increased domestic sale volume. There was cost pressure on account of higher energy prices, which was partly offset by increased realization from power export. Overall, cane crush marginally increased during the year at 251.8 lakh metric tons from the earlier year number of 50.9 lakh metric tons in the previous year. Overall, sugar sales also increased from 4.95 lakh metric tons to 5.19 lakh metric tons. The company continues to deliver on its focus areas of sweating assets and expansion in core areas. The company had completed sale process of Petavayathurai plant and commenced 120 KLPD ethanol facility in Sankli from sugar syrup. Also, 165 KLPD expansion in Haliyal and Nellikuppam is in progress, and the steady state benefits of all these expansions will flow from next financial year. Despite increase in interest rates, our efficient cash management and cash generated from operations resulted in reduced finance cost of ₹36 crores from the previous year number of ₹46 crores. Standalone nutraceuticals division registered a marginal increase in profitability, though there was a 13% reduction in revenue on account of better realization and reduced input costs. I would now request our CFO, Mr. Sridhar, to explain you on the segment-wise financial performance. Over to you, Mr. Sridhar.
Thank you, Suresh, and good afternoon to all. And for the benefit of the investors, we have uploaded the presentation in the website portal. And I would like to take you through on the operational and financial performance of the company. And to start with, on the sugar segment, the crushing operations were carried out in all sugar mills during this quarter, and would like to share the quantitative details as under. In quarter four, we crushed around 22.95 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding quarter of previous year, which was at 25.98 lakh metric tons. On a year-to-date basis, we crushed around 51.81 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 50.21 lakh metric tons. The early closure of Karnataka crushing season resulted in drop in Q4 cane volumes. On the recovery front, in quarter four, the recovery from all our plants were at 11.51% compared to previous year, which was at 11.32%. On a year-to-date basis, the recovery from all our plants were at 10.62% when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 10.63%. On the production, in quarter four, we produced around 2.35 lakh metric tons of sugar against corresponding quarter of previous year, which was at 2.68 lakh metric tons. On a year-to-date basis, we produced around 4.92 lakh metric tons when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at 4.83 lakh metric tons. Cane landed cost was at ₹3,278 per metric ton against corresponding quarter of previous year, which was ₹3,276 per metric ton. On a year-to-date basis, our cane landed cost was ₹3,268 per metric ton when compared to corresponding period of previous year, which was at ₹3,255 per metric ton. Sugar volumes for the quarter four, we achieved a sales volume of around 1.20 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 88,000 metric tons and exports were at 32,000 metric tons. And the previous year sales volume were at 1.83 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 96,000 metric tons and exports were at 87,000 metric tons. On a year-to-date basis, we achieved a sales volume of around 5.19 lakh metric tons, of which domestic was 3.67 lakh metric tons and exports were at 1.52 lakh metric tons. And the previous year sales volumes were at 4.95 lakh metric tons, and of which domestic was 3.26 lakh metric tons and exports were at 1.69 lakh metric tons. The average selling price of sugar for the quarter was about 36.52 per kg compared to previous year selling price of rupees 34.06. On a year-to-date basis, our selling price was at rupees 35.98 per kilo compared to previous year price of rupees 34.48. The closing stock as of March 2023 was at 2.45 lakh metric tons, and at the end of March 2023, which is valued at around 33 rupees per kilo. On the revenue from sugar operations, in quarter four, the revenue from sugar segment was rupees 498 crores against corresponding period of previous year, which was at rupees 693 crores. This drop was mainly on account of lower export sales volume, as during the current year, the exports were on the basis of quota released by the government. On a year-to-date basis, the revenue from sugar segment was rupees 2,025 crores against corresponding period of previous year, which was at rupees 1,833 crores, an increase of 10.47% over previous year. I would like to place on record that there are no dues as far as the cane is concerned. All FRP paid on time. On the coal-in operations, in quarter four, we generated a power of around 2,034 lakh units against previous year, which was at 2,022 lakh units. On a year-to-date basis, we generated a power of around 4,960 lakh units as against the corresponding period of previous year, which was at 4,110 lakh units. In quarter four, we exported power around 1,060 lakh units as against previous year, which was 1,032 lakh units. On a year-to-date basis, the power exports were at 2,700 lakh units as against corresponding period of previous year, which was at 2,141 lakh units. The average power tariff for quarter four was rupees 5.11 per unit as against the previous year, which was at rupees 4.56 per unit. On a year-to-date basis, the average power tariff was rupees 5.26 per unit as against the previous year, which was at rupees 4.35 per unit. The revenue from cogen operations in quarter four was rupees 104 crores against previous year, which was rupees 86 crores. On a year-to-date basis, the revenue from cogen operations were rupees 253 crores against the previous year, which was at rupees 163 crores. On the distillery segment, we sold around 376 lakh liters during quarter four compared to the previous year sales volume of 278 lakh liters, of which ENA was 156 lakh liters and the previous year numbers were 91 lakh liters. And the ethanol was 220 lakh liters and the previous numbers were at 187 lakh liters. On a year-to-date basis, we sold around 1044 lakh liters compared to the previous year sales volume of 847 lakh liters, of which ENA was 399 lakh liters. The previous year ENA sales were at 376 lakh liters and ethanol was 646 lakh liters against previous year which was at 471 lakh liters. On the price realizations from distillery operations, we realized 62.56 per liter as against the previous year realization of rupees 58.96 per liter. This is more to do with the mix of products and also the price increase that we got during the year from the announced by the government. On a year-to-date basis, our price realizations from distillery operations was rupees 60.39 per liter against previous year realization of rupees 57.10. The revenue from distillery operations was rupees 238 crores compared to rupees 167 crores during previous period. On a year-to-date basis, our revenue from distillery operations were 644 crores against the previous year which was at rupees 491 crores. I am now moving into the Nutra segment. In quarter four, the turnover from Indian operations were around rupees 5 crores as against rupees 9 crores in the previous year. On a year-to-date basis, the turnover was rupees 55 crores against the previous year turnover of rupees 64 crores. The division registered a marginal increase in profitability, though there was a 13% reduction in revenue on account of better realization and reduced input costs. The Nutra segment on a consolidated level in quarter four did a turnover of rupees 59 crores against corresponding previous year which was rupees 73 crores. On a year-to-date basis, the turnover was rupees 259 crores against the previous year of rupees 277 crores. I'd like to talk about the employee-related expenses. The employee benefit expenses for quarter four were at rupees 35.56 crores as against rupees 33.17 crores, and on a year-to-date basis, the expenses were at rupees 157.93 crores as against rupees 134.82 crores. The increase in costs are on account of annual salary increases, headcount increase due to the expansions what we have been carrying out in the distillery operations, and the strengthening of the team to better manage the safety-related areas. On the other expenses, for quarter four, it increased by about 16 crores, 140 crores to, in the current year versus the previous year, which was at 132 crores. The incremental cost is on account of the increase in production, consumption of power and fuel, repairs and maintenance, increase in advertisement expenditure on retail sales, and corresponding increase in packaging, dispatching and freight cost increase due to higher exports and retail sales, increase in selling and administration expenses. On the finance cost, rupees 10.37 crores compared to the previous year for the same period, which was at 10.15 crores. On a year-to-date basis, our finance cost has been rupees 36.03 crores as against the previous year cost of rupees 46.09 crores. This reduction in finance cost was possible despite the increase in interest rates during the financial year because of the better working capital management. The CAPEX program continues to be kept very tight. And on year-to-date basis, we have spent around 189 crores. This includes the spends incurred at Sankli 120 KLPD project cost, where we incurred around 104 crores till date. All the capex we are currently investing are towards value addition, safety, environment, and productivity improvement related areas. The standalone loan was at rupees 155 crores, rupees 14 crores decrease over previous quarter, and the short-term borrowings were at rupees 353 crores, rupees 300 crores increase over previous quarter. This increase in short-term borrowings are on account of working capital requirement. I am now moving in into the refinery business. As far as the refinery sugar production for quarter four, we were at 2.29 lakh metric tons, as against previous year production of 2.22 lakh metric tons. The year-to-date sugar production volumes were at 7.78 lakh metric tons, as against previous year production of 6.11 lakh metric tons. Refined sugar sales volume for quarter four was 1.31 lakh metric tons, as against previous year number of sales volume of 1.98 lakh metric tons. The year-to-date sugar sales volume was 7.18 lakh metric tons, as against the previous year sale of 6.23 lakh metric tons. PBT for quarter four was a loss of 45.32 crores, as against the previous year quarter four, which was at a profit of 27.41 crores. The year-to-date PBT was a loss of 253 crores, as against the previous year loss of rupees 13.27 crores. The loan position as far as refinery business is concerned, the long-term borrowings of March 31st, 2023 were at rupees 200 crores. And last year, same period was also at the same levels. The short-term borrowings as of March 2023 was at rupees 620.04 crores. The borrowing as of March 31st, 2022 was at rupees 648.41 crores. I have explained to you about the various parameters and the financial position of the company. We are now open to take questions thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Karan Mehta from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, we have booked an expense due to loss of on impairment of investments in subsidiary and JV to the tune of 155 crore in Q4. So I just wanted to know, for which subsidiaries and JVs does this expense pertain to, and also the breakup of expense for each subsidiary and JV. And is there a possibility of these expenses to get reversed?
Yeah, the impairment is in specific reference to three companies One is the Pari Sugar Refineries India Private Limited. I mean, we have taken an impairment to the extent of about 106 crores. This is based on the future projections of cash flow, where an independent valuer has carried out the valuation, and based on the valuation analysis, there was an impairment that was required to be carried out. And number two is with reference to the joint venture between EAD Parry and Synthite, which is Algavista. On account of this joint venture, we have taken an impairment to the extent of 23 crores. This is on account of, this is again based on the cash flow projections which has been carried out based on the future projections. And number three is with reference to the investment made in LMTech, a Chilean company, where we have taken an impairment to the extent of about 26 crores. It was not economical for us to run this operations, so the management has taken a call that as of March that we will not be able to run this operations, and accordingly there is an impairment taken to the extent of rupees 26 crores. And these three put together is where the impairment is to the extent of 155 crores. And there are projections which have been made for the future based on which the impairment analysis has been carried out, and we have recognized the same in the books of accounts. So we actually would like, I mean, we would like to see that the operations generate the cash what is projected in the numbers, and we'll have to see how things shape up based on the projections what we have carried out. And you asked about the question of whether there will be a reversal to the impairment. We have considered various projections in our financials based on the current estimates. We will have to, based on the estimates is where the impairment has been carried out. And at this moment, we would not be in a position to say whether there will be a reversal to the impairment, because there was a requirement of an impairment to be done is where we have considered that as of March. We'll work towards this to see how this impairment can be reversed, at least in the case of the refinery business and Algavista.
Okay. Okay, and sir, my second question is, we have mentioned that in our notes that the parent company is willing to finance activities for subsidiary Parry International DMCC. So how much more capital are we planning to infuse in this and in any other subsidiaries or JVs?
Good afternoon, this is regarding Parry International DMCC. Parry International DMCC is basically a trading company that is located in Dubai to serve the Middle Eastern and the nearby markets. So this does not require much of a capital infusion because it does trading on a back-to-back basis. Regarding other subsidiaries, Sridhar sir?
No, as far as the other subsidiaries is concerned, there is no capital infusion that has been projected as of now. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, my last question pertains to our business segment. So the performance of our refinery subsidiary has worsened in this quarter. Also, we have seen an operating loss on the Nutra segment. And in the distillery segment, we have seen a good top-line growth, but the margins have been declining very sharply. So what are the reasons for these, and what's the outlook for all these segments in FY24?
As far as the refinery is concerned, your question is pertaining to the fourth quarter operation. With respect to the fourth quarter, our sales volumes were lower compared to our normal levels or the previous year fourth quarter level. That was one of the contributor, and we expect this to be made up in the current year in terms of the sales volume is concerned. Second is we had to take some mark-to-market entries as well as some forex losses on account of variation of the Indian rupee versus US dollar. We don't expect this situation to continue because these are related to the movement between the two currency pairs during the previous financial year. And the outlook in the sense of refinery, which is basically based on three main pillars. One is with respect to availability of adequate spreads in the market. Second is with respect to the cost of refining, which is largely driven by the fuel cost. And third is with respect to cost of money, which is the finance cost that what we incur. So in the external sense, the white premiums are strengthening. We can look forward to an improved spread atmosphere because of the tightness in supply and a possible monsoon impact on the Indian sugar production, thereby curtailing the export of Indian sugar in the current year. Energy prices are coming off, and we are seeing the effect of that flowing through in the coming financial year. Yes, interest rates, we have peaked at this point of time in our opinion. So going forward, we should be in a position to also control our finance and interest cost to a larger extent. So that's the prognosis as far as the refinery business segment is concerned.
This is Sridharya. And
yes,
on the distillery segment, while the top line has grown, there has been a pressure on the bottom line. There are two factors which are influencing as far as the distillery profitability is concerned. One is the fuel prices have moved up substantially during the year compared to the previous year. The coal prices have gone up. And number two is we actually do a transfer of molasses based on the market price from sugar segment to the distillery segment. And there has been an increase in the molasses transfer price, and because of which we will see the profits being better in sugar segment, and it is lower in the distillery segment. This is again to do with the market price of molasses, which is what we adopt for the transfer pricing between the sugar segment and the distillery segment. I hope I have answered your question.
Okay, so moving forward, we expect better margins in the distillery segment?
The fuel prices are getting normalized, and we definitely see there is good margins to pick up in the subsequent periods, and a lot of efficiency improvements are also being worked out. So we will definitely see a good progress as far as the distillery bottom line is concerned. And I request Muthumurugappan to respond with reference to the nutraceutical segment.
Yeah, thanks, Sridhar. So, in response from the Nutra perspective, we had two reasons for the consolidated loss. That's because the expenses on the Flomentum, which is the D2C business at Valenza, so that is still in a burn mode. So there is obviously a large expense booked over there. We also had some product loss on account of a fire accident in a warehouse, which is a third-party warehouse in Florida. So there is an insurance claim which we are expecting to receive, but then that has been expensed as a loss in this quarter. We are optimistic of receiving that insurance claim in the subsequent quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for all the clarifications. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ritik Seth, One Up Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the refinery, in the presentation, we have mentioned that the refinery spread is about $43-$44 per ton, and our conversion cost has spiked up because of higher fuel prices. So with this reducing fuel prices, can we expect this negative spread to be at least break even in FY24?
Thank you for the question. There are couple of areas of betterment that we will see in the coming years. As you are rightly mentioned, the fuel prices are coming down, and that should flow through the operating cost of the refinery going forward. Second is with respect to the spread, which we are also seeing at a higher level than what had been there in the previous years. This is primarily due to tightening up of demand supply in the sugar market, and it is expected to remain tighter as per the projections as what our MD also explained in his opening note, as a result of which we should be in a better situation going forward. Yeah, that would be our summary on the refining side.
Okay, so we can at least break even in FY24, at least we can assume that.
Yes, that's what we are working towards. So,
okay, sure. And sir, on this refinery, you mentioned in your opening remarks that we have taken a 106 crore impairment charge PSRIPL. So anything else which can come in the future, or this is more or less done with any of the impairments? And specifically, what is this related to? If you can throw some light on that also, please.
As far as the impairment with respect to the refinery investment is concerned, we have taken a good look at the forward possibilities of the refinery, and this has been factored in terms of the workings that have been made to arrive at the current impairment value.
Okay. Okay. And sir, the total debt, including the loan given from EID Parry to the refinery subsidy, would be close to 800 crores. Is that assumption right?
You are asking about the loan position.
Right, in the refinery.
In the refinery business, the loan position from long-term borrowings is about 200 crores, and on the short-term borrowings, it is 620 crores.
Okay, sure. And so, one final question from my end. You know, we have exceptionally turned around the standalone EID Parry business in the last 3 to 4 years. And we are generating cash flow from the standalone, excluding the other income, the dividend income that we receive from Coromandel. So, you know, what are our thoughts in terms of dividend payout from EID Parry, especially after FY24, since most of the capex in the distillery side would be completed? So, if you can give us some color on that, it would be very helpful.
So, this is Muthu here. Let me answer that question. So, I think the intent is to, as you said, you know, run a very robust business on the core business, which is a standalone business, and ensure that business is cash generating, which will then enable us to, you know, better imagine the future and better implement and execute on our future plans. You know, using the sort of power and strength of the standalone business. So I think that's the intent with which we are taking things forward. So I wouldn't like to comment on the dividend. I think that the aspiration, of course, will be to pass the dividend through. But I think I would like to sort of stay with the standalone business and, you know, sort of reiterate the focus on strengthening the standalone business and then growing it further using the sort of power of the standalone P&L and balance sheet.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchstone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for taking the time out for this investor call. and I hope to see you in the next call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.